News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Texas has passed new laws on summer camp safety after the devastating July 4th flooding in Texas Hill Country.
Families of some of the children who were swept away by the Guadalupe River joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott in Austin as he signed a set of bills reacting to the deadly July 4th flooding.
Improved and safer camp safety is now law.
At least 136 people, mostly in Kerr County, were killed. The new measures prohibit summer camp cabins in dangerous flood zones, require operators to develop detailed emergency plans, and allocate funding from the state's Rainy Day Fund to help pay for warning sirens and improved weather forecasting. Audio courtesy KVUE. I'm Jennifer King.
Russia's leader isn't cowed by proposed EU security proposals for Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Vladimir Putin spoke at a forum in Vladivostok, Russia, just hours after European leaders again pledged their commitment to a potential peacekeeping force in Ukraine. Putin says any foreign troops deployed to Ukraine before a peace agreement is signed would be considered a legitimate target by Russian forces. Putin also dismissed the idea of peacekeeping forces in Ukraine after a final peace deal, saying no one should doubt that Moscow would comply with a treaty to halt its 3.5-year military operation in neighboring Ukraine. He adds that the security guarantees will be needed for both Russia and Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel has struck a high-rise building in Gaza City after warning residents to evacuate. Strikes elsewhere in Gaza City killed at least 27 people. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 220 points, the Nasdaq dropping 7, the S&P lower by 20. This is SRN News. Tim Kaine doesn't like the Declaration of Independence.
The Founding Fathers wrote that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. But Kaine, the Democratic senator from Virginia, finds that troubling. During a recent meeting of the Foreign Relations Committee, Kaine said, quote, "The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator, is extremely troubling. That's what the Iranian government believes." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President J.D. Vance met this week with families and victims of the deadly shooting at a Catholic church in Minneapolis. Vance, who converted to Catholicism in 2019, visited the Annunciation Catholic Church 1 week after an attacker opened fire during the first Mass of the school year. The vice president and his wife held private meetings with parents of the two children who were killed and with families of some of the 21 people who were injured. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks wobbled lower as Wall Street questioned whether the U.S. job market has slowed by just enough to get the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates to help the economy, or by so much that a downturn may be on the way. After rising to an early gain, the S&P 500 erased it and fell 0.3% from the all-time high it set the day before. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.5%, and the Nasdaq Composite was nearly flat. Still, more stocks rose than fell. The action was more decisive in the bond market, where yields tumbled following the discouraging data on the job market. The Dow was down 220 points today to close at 45,400. The Nasdaq lost 7 to 21,700. The S&P dropped 20 to 6,481. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.